Welcome to the Paul Flowers Leadership Podcast, where we explore everything mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and practical in terms of leadership. And we thank you for being with us today as we discuss what I consider to be three truths about leadership. And we're delighted that you are here, and we pray that you will get something practical from what we share in this particular episode. And so three truths about leadership that I want to share today, and prayerfully we will be sharing every first Thursday of the month a particular podcast centered around leadership, involving around leadership. And again, whether it's the emotional or the physical, the spiritual, emotional aspects of leadership, and even the practical dimensions of leadership, we want to kind of wrestle with those things. We all could use some help, and we all need help. So we're prayerful and hopeful that our time together will be helpful to you in your leadership position. And so the first truth I want to kind of put on the table, the first truth is probably an obvious truth, is that leaders are the most important commodity that any organization possesses. It does not matter what the product is that we produce, the service that we offer. It really, the most important commodity really is the leadership. How the leadership casts the vision. How does the leadership interact with the others in the organization, the subordinates, but not only subordinates, but other leaders in the organization. How do the leaders function in relationship to the communities that they serve? Leaders truly are the most important commodity any organization possesses. And I've seen situations where organizations never really reach their fullest potential or their greatest possibility because the leadership was not where it needed to be. I was watching just this morning, they were talking about a professional basketball team, and the team was not meeting expectation this year. And so the commentator said, you know, what's the issue? What's going on? Is it talent? Is it the players? Is it the coaching? And this commentator suggested, no, it's a combination of, it's the leadership. It's the coach and it's the star player. And if they're not on the same page, then this organization will continue to not meet the mark. It will continue to fall below the expectations of people. And I think it's the same thing. It's going to be closely related to our second point, but it's the same thing in any organization, whether we're talking a community service organization or a church or a corporation or a single small business kind of situation, that business, in that business, the leadership would be the most important commodity that there is. There has to be strong leaders. There has to be effective leaders. There has to be trained leaders, competent leaders in every organization. And so, again, I believe that when we're looking at our organizations and looking at the teams that we're part of, in any team that has been remotely successful, you will probably see the common denominator. It was the leadership. I believe that, you know, leadership probably should take most of the blame, and then also they should project most of the success to the team. But again, leaders are the most important commodity. Secondly, the second truth, and this is connected to that first truth, is that organizations rise and fall on leadership. So similar to what I've just shared, any organization that you see either rising or falling, you only have to look as far as the leadership. The buck would stop there. I forget which president it was, but, you know, his policy was that the buck stops here. And that has to be the same for us within our organizations, understanding that they're going to rise and fall on whatever leadership that we bring to the table, good or bad. And this other thing I want to say about leadership. Leadership is understanding that I'm not the only person in the ship, right? That there are others in the ecosystem, if you will, of that team, that organization. And we have to take seriously that consideration. And not only that, there are, within the leadership hierarchy, if you will, multiple leaders throughout that organization. So when I say the organization's rise and fall in leadership, I'm not always talking about the name on the marquee. One of the things I discovered when I came into church as a pastor, I had done church leadership before, but when I came in as a pastor, one thing I discovered was is that oftentimes the power of the leadership, the authority of leadership, did not reside in the place of the pastor right away initially. It did not reside in the seat of the deacon chair or the head of the trustees in many cases in church organizations. There was another person who swayed and had off of influence and impact, who was swaying decisions, who were having conversations offline, right? And so we would have a meeting and we think you're moving in a direction, and then you come back to another meeting and everybody has kind of shifted focus. And it was hard for me initially in my own leadership, leading a church, to pinpoint who that person was or who those persons were. And then once you kind of targeted and found out who they were, you were able to then kind of direct the organization in the way it needed to go, because you were able to then address who was the leader among the group. So I just want to remind us of that as well, that when we talk about organizations rise and fall on leadership, that there are other persons who carry influence in the organization and whose influence allows them to make impact, particularly in decision-making and in direction, as it were. And so just want us to be mindful of that, that one, leaders are the most important commodity any organization possesses. But then secondarily, and more and closely linked and related to that, organizations rise and fall on leadership. Those are just two fundamental truths that we have to come to grips with. Number three truth. An organization will only grow to the threshold of the combined leadership capacity within your organization. John Maxwell calls that the law of the lid, that leadership can put a cap on the capacity of the organization. So the organization may have tremendous capability, phenomenal competence, maybe a five-star company. But when it comes to the level of capacity, the threshold that it will reach, it will only go and only grow as high and as far as the leadership. And so this is where I want to kind of drill down a little bit more and speak to the leaders who are listening to this podcast about ways in which we can do that in terms of raising our threshold so that the organizational threshold is not capped. Okay, and that doesn't mean that once we get it to a certain level, we've arrived. No, we continue to push that envelope. And so the first area to me where you have to continue to kind of push the envelope, if you will, is in the area of personal growth. We have to continue to grow personally. John Maxwell again says to keep leading, you have to keep learning. I think that's phenomenal. I'm currently sitting right now in my library/study. But it's more like a library. The walls are lined with books. Every wall is my study is sitting over top of a two-car garage. So that the extent of a two-car garage, and every wall is lined with books on top of books. Because I understood very early on in my career that as much as I thought I knew, I didn't know. And then if I was going to continue to grow and develop and to continue to push the envelope, I had to keep growing personally. Oftentimes we don't know what we don't know until we know what we don't know, right? And so it was almost a situation where you get in a situation and then all of a sudden, uh-oh, this is beyond where I am. And so that ought to drive us and push us to continually grow personally. And not only mentally, but we have to continue to grow physically. You know, we have to continue to take care of our body. You can't lead if your body's broken down. If you're not there, how can you influence if you're not there? Who are you going to influence if you're sluggish looking and slothful looking? I mean, you just look like you just barely made it. You're not going to carry much influence. And additionally, we talk about influence. I mean, growth, rather. We have to grow emotionally. We have to continue to grow emotionally. We have to grow in our emotional lives. We have to increase our emotional intelligence. And I'm doing a lot of study in that area. We have to learn how to differentiate ourselves from different people so that we don't get caught up in emotional stuff with them. We have to recognize triangles when we see them. We have to understand fusion when we see it. We have to understand these kinds of things emotionally so that we can grow. Because again, organization is not going to grow beyond our emotional maturity level and where we are. And then also we have to personal grow in terms of our spirituality, our faith walk. Right? How can you cast a vision for something we have never seen, we've never experienced, and you yourself are not there? And you can't fool people. People see right through that. They understand when you just shooting the breeze. You just throwing something out because you had to come up with something. But when you really believe it, it galvanizes people. It energizes them. It infuses them with enthusiasm. And then it creates a situation then whereby they take ownership of that thing and they begin to run with it. So the first area in which we must continue to grow is in our personal growth. Number two, character development. Leaders cannot rise above the limitations of their character. In fact, your skills and your competence can get you places where your character will get you thrown out of. I'll just say it that way. That we have to continually develop our character, who we are. Our character is who we are. And we have to continue to develop that so that who we are is congruent with who we say we are. And that there's certain standards that we uphold. We have to continue to develop the character, right? And we always say people have no character. No, everybody has a character. The question is, do people like the character? And does that character inspire people to want to follow you? So personal growth, character development. Number three, spiritual maturity. J. Oswald Sanders said, there is no such thing as a self-made spiritual leader. He says, a true leader influences others spiritually only because the Spirit works in and through him to a greater degree than in those they lead. We have to continue to work on our maturity spiritually, our spiritual maturity, becoming more and more of what God created all of us to be, become more and more like his likeness and his image. We have to continue to work on that. Organizations don't grow beyond it, particularly organizations that are predicated on the value of servant leadership. And any organization I'm a part of, that has to be part of the value system, the ecosystem. It has to be servant leadership focused. And then finally, emotional intelligence. We've touched on some of this stuff. The ability to control my emotions and actions sets me apart from other men. That's the Navy SEAL creed. We have to be able to control our emotions. And we have to be able to, again, set ourselves apart and not be emotionally attached when we feel like people are attacking us or we feel like things are not going well. We have to differentiate ourselves enough emotionally that we can continue to lead in an emotionally healthy way. So those are the three truths. I thank you all for listening to the three truths of church leadership. Again, leaders are the most important commodity any organization possesses. Organizations rise and fall on leadership, and an organization will only grow to the threshold of the combined leadership capacity within the organization. Again, we thank you for listening. We'll be back on the next first Thursday of the next month. We appreciate your support. Again, this has been Paul Flowers. This is the Paul Flowers Leadership Podcast, and we thank you again for your support.